Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Hey, handsome listeners, if you're listening to this episode on December 12th, the day it comes out, today is the last day to order Handsome merch and have it arrive before Christmas. So go to handsomepod.com now and get those orders in while you still can. And you know, we want to see in that Handsome merch. So when you get it, put it on, send us a picture, upload it on social media, because we can't wait to see you looking handsome.
Handsome. Chatting with friends on the Handsome Pod. Chatting with friends on the Handsome Pod.
Cheers. Welcome to the Handsome Pod.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for taking the reins there, Fortune.
Listen, I was very excited to hear the song. We don't normally
listen
get to bop to it.
Yeah. No, we don't.
It's a pretty catchy tune.
Well, Fortune, we're your co-hosts.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm Fortune Feimster.
Oh, right. I'm Tig Notaro. Who are you?
Well, I'm May Martin.
Y'all, we are sitting together in a room, a very cool room, in suits.
I've kind of cash here with the tea, and you can see my very pale ankle if you're looking closely.
Yeah. What does that tattoo say?
This says basement.
Basement.
Yeah,
classic May tattoo.
Classic May.
It was to remind me never to live in a basement apartment again.
Oh, well, yeah, that's a good reminder.
I know, as if I'd forget otherwise. Yeah. And I'd be like, oh, damn it.
Have you ever been almost about to rent one?
Sign the lease.
Oh, hold on. Yeah. And then have a look-see?
No, I mean, yeah, I don't know. But, you know, it's sort of on the basement of my body around the ankle.
Yeah.
Because a basement apartment doesn't get a lot of light.
Yes.
Is it depressing?
Oh, I mean, I lived in one in my teens where I blocked off all the vents so I could smoke weed. So It was dank and there were no windows. Yeah. And then I painted on the walls like caterpillars smoking bongs and stuff. These poor.
Were you high while you were painting?
I'm sure. Yeah.
And when were you not?
I know. And then the landlords. I think I just did a runner, basically. I just packed up my stuff and left, and these poor landlords would have gone in and been like, what is this?
Like anyway, Alice in Wonderland in there.
Sorry, Mr. and Mrs. Venkataramanji, if you're listening. Thank you.
I don't know how you remember all these people's names.
Of course.
Let me tell you what one of my landlord's names was.
What?
Mr. Furley.
Wait, Mr. Furley.
Did you watch...
No.
Three's Company.
Is that kind of like
Three's Company too?
No.
Do, 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 do. Boop.
Yeah. Wait, and that was the landlord's name. Mr. Furley.
Honestly, I didn't know that was the answer. I guess.
Okay, that's where our age differences come in. Where I'm like, guys, my landlord's name was Mr. Furley. And everybody's like, interesting.
Okay. Yeah, my Rolodex. And I was like, what are some apartments? What shows had apartments?
It's basically like if I said, I met a bird named Big Bird.
Yeah.
And you both just were
like, I'd have more questions about that. First of all, I'd be like,
I don't remember any landlord's name.
Really?
Yeah.
This is one of those things again where one of us knows something.
I was like, everybody knows.
People are like screaming at the radio.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
How do you not know this?
Yeah.
When you just said radio, I pictured an old radio.
I know. Well, however you're listening, your computer, your car.
If you're getting us on an AM radio.
Moving the antennas.
You remember when that astronaut Tim something did a video of him playing Space Oddity in space, and I would love
Tim.
Tim the astronaut. Yeah, I swear that's his name.
Do you remember Tim the astronaut?
I don't. You don't? He's Canadian. No. That's why I know.
Oh yeah, we're out on this one.
Go ahead. Tim Hadfield, maybe.
No, I don't. No.
I want a video of Tim Hadfield in space. Actually, and he looks a lot like Thomas. Mustache, oh, yeah,
handsome.
Him listening handsome. To the Handsome Pod in space would be great. Yeah.
That would be really great. I was just on the road for 2 weeks.
How was it?
A ton of people coming up to me about the podcast.
That's nice.
It's always cool.
It's really fun.
Yeah.
Well, my assistant Kaylin is here, and Kaylin's mom has been listening to the podcast.
Yes, Kaylin's yeah. mom. Is your mom hot? Probably. Hot mom.
Hot mom alert. Does she think we're handsome?
That's
yes.
So cool. That's I love cool. it when a hot mom likes us. It's the highest of praise.
A pretty little lady mom.
A pretty little lady
yeah.
mom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And people were passionate about it. Because I would say at my show, I do a little thing like if you're into merch, it's yeah. in the lobby. I yeah. do a couple of announcements right before I end the show. And I said, and check out, if you like podcasts, check out Handsome. And the whole crowd's like, rah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Try going on the road. Same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do it.
Do it.
Do I want to do it.
Do it.
I
want to do it.
You got to do it.
Why aren't you doing it?
People told me for our live stream show that we're doing, they've already got Handsome parties planned.
No That's way. Amazing. Handsome parties yeah. with pineapples. And...
Yeah, like what we have going on right here. We have a little bit of whiskey.
Oh, May, could you hand me that?
This?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you tell people what you're handing Tig?
Oh, I'm getting way too close. Sorry, you're so right. My knee was straying into the yeah. pineapple
Tig just
territory.
Had my... hand a pineapple over.
That's right.
And now you guys are a pineapple apart.
As the Lord intended, yeah. As we always should be.
As the Lord intended.
Well, yeah. We're here, we're recording in my office, yeah, and yeah. I forgot that I had a pineapple ice container.
An ice bucket.
Ice bucket.
Yeah.
Ice bucket.
And oh, you could put ice in there.
Well, it's an ice bucket, as we just said.
I know, I'm just putting two and two together.
Wait a second.
That,
you could
that
put
is
ice
an ice
in
bucket.
There.
And you can put ice in it.
That, you can even put a pineapple in
you
that.
Could.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we had a lot of people keep saying to us after we've been posting clips on mm-hmm. our socials, how can we see you handsomes mm-hmm. more
yeah.
of this?
Yeah.
And this is our answer
this
to
is
you.
Our answer.
Yeah.
I'm here in an ill-fitting suit.
I'm here. I'm
Don't
worried.
Don't talk about my friend like that. You look yeah. handsome.
You look handsome as hell.
I'm sitting up straight because if I lean back on the couch... That May and Tig are on, all the buttons pop.
Well,
so.
Even more handsome.
I just look like I have great posture.
And you do.
Thank yeah. you. How was y'all's last couple weeks?
Oh, that really felt like a loaded sigh, but
oh,
actually
yeah?
fine.
Oh.
Actually, yeah.
Diarrhea's back?
The diarrhea's never went away. No, yeah, I've been pretty good. I'm in the writer's room, mm-hmm. It's weird writing stuff knowing that you're going to have to act it. Like, I kind of wish... that I didn't have that. Every time something's pitched, I'm like, yeah. So then, well, and then the character does that, right? Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you have to like get naked?
There's some nudity, and also okay. I'm like, maybe the character could just be chilling.
<You know? laughs> the character. How often is this character nude?
Not a whole lot.
Okay.
But it's gonna be interesting. The character has a very. Actually, I can't. I don't want to
really
say.
Say.
I can't
yeah,
really
yeah.
say. I don't
yeah.
want to say.
You gotta
Top
get
secret.
People excited for it.
Wait, yeah. does a character ever have diarrhea?
You know
you
what?
You have to write that in.
It needs to be a major plot point. It's also, it's a thriller, like a scare. So it has to be like real bad diarrhea.
Yeah.
Oh, so you're going to be like on the edge of your seat while you're acting.
Toilet I'm, seat.
I can't act fear. The edge of my toilet seat.
I'm oh, sorry. No.
Do you find it hard to act fear?
I just find it's like you're kind of like
breathing, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
You're
yeah.
just like it's not a calming thing, right?
Yeah.
So you're like a little bit stressed
yeah.
feeling.
And at the end of the day, you're like, oh, like if you know a jump scare is coming, it's really hard to be like, because you know it's coming. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah.
The nerdy propeller May
yeah.
pops out.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
The propeller grows out of my head and starts spinning.
But I haven't done a lot of thrillers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We could
I feel
do
like
one.
I'd be good at like being the person scaring people.
Oh, being the
don't you think
killer?
So? Yeah.
Whoa.
Like, it's just some.
You're the killer?
Trash person.
a trash person.
In a tank and denim shorts. It's like, you know.
I'd let you in.
Yeah, just like, I'm on a. Have a piece of land,
right?
With a little trailer.
The story just writes itself.
It's dirty.
It's dirty.
I'm probably not great with hygiene.
Yeah,
and a couple of teens.
Yeah, I got definitely have denim shorts.
No shoes.
Too short for what I should be wearing. No shoes. Definitely a white tank that's dirty.
Yeah,
but people, I'm minding my own business because I know I have a problem. And then no one's leave, but people, someone comes up upon my land.
Yeah, yeah, please, yeah, I'm writing this down. Yeah, that's a good pitch.
And I go, what are you doing here? You're on my land. I have like a thicker Southern accent. Yeah, and people are like, ooh, she's.
I like that you're spooky. Like,
she's hummus. Dirty. She's dirty. She needs to take a shower. Oh, there's a stench coming from the trailer. You don't know if it's from my trash. Keep writing.
I'm writing it.
Or if I've got bodies under my trailer.
Right.
And okay. Is it that?
Or have I not
emptied?
Is this
even your trailer?
Is it my trailer? Have I emptied the septic? Or, well, not septic, you know, the thing.
Yeah.
Toilet?
So, we don't know.
Okay.
And then at some point, I'm going to have to murder someone.
The end.
The end.
I mean, I'll see you at the Oscars.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I really like the idea.
You club someone in the head with a pineapple.
Yeah. Whatever it takes. They're on my land.
So you're kind of the hero. I like that you're like homicidal.
Yeah, sure. However,
it depends
you wanna...
on what you're looking for in a hero. That is not my hero.
That's not your take.
Some dirty trash person trying to club me in the head with a pineapple.
You're a hero. Tig's like, oh no.
Wait, but I like that you're like, I'm homicidal. Yeah, but yeah. I know I have a problem.
I have a problem. Yeah, I'm on my land.
Okay. The title of the movie is "I Have a Problem." Yeah.
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 When you stopped, there was a sign that said "No trespassing."
Guess who did?
And the person that died.
You know, one of my favorite signs to see is a sign that on an abandoned building or something that says "Keep Out."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it feels like, and this is a total bit, of course, it sounds like I'm setting up a joke, but it really, like when I'm on a walk, I look over and a sign says "Keep Out."
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being reprimanded for something I'm already doing.
Yeah.
I'm not in there.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, you know how you're not in here? Keep doing that.
Yeah.
Keep
out.
Being out of here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, and I'm just like.
And you don't like that feeling.
No, because I'm being yelled at for just doing the right thing. I'm already out. I'm not in there.
Well, it makes me wonder what is in there, because I wasn't interested in going in there.
Guess who's coming in? That old dirty woman with a problem.
Now I want to know what's in there. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Because before, it's just a building. Did you think about what was in there?
Not till the sign went up.
No, yeah.
Now you're going, why do they not want us in there?
Yeah, exactly. Who's they? Who put the sign there? What's in there?
Them wants us out. Them wants,
yeah. Yeah. Out of the three of us, though, like, if this turned into a horror movie slasher, like, you'd be the one I least expect.
Wait, this podcast?
That's
if it turned into a slasher
pod? Yeah. If this is a slasher pod.
We write a horror film.
Every week, one of us is trying to kill the other two.
Yeah. And there's
like,
one survivor.
Keep it handsome. Wipe blood off her face.
Panting.
Haunting.
Haunting.
Very good.
And then we turn into a ghost and we go, yeah, ghost.
Yeah.
I forgot about Yagos.
We have a lot of sayings, y'all.
We do.
We can't keep up. There's only so many stickers we can make.
Could you guys see me doing the turn into homicidal? Like, where I always wanted to play the turn where it's like.
Oh, I could see you doing the turn.
Where I'm like, guys, we got to get out of here. Because of the car. And then you go, wait, how'd you know about the car? And
I'm writing this down.
Write this down.
This is good.
Guys, we got to get out of here.
You would be good at the turn.
Yeah, I want to do the turn. I go.
Maybe like the heartthrob.
Yeah.
That we're like very doughy eyed. Like, yeah.
Propeller hat on.
To get along. Like,
and then I turn evil.
Yeah, and then you're like,
yeah.
You're the one that everyone doesn't expect.
I would love
that. And what are you, just a dirty person?
I'm probably at the party eating cheese.
In your cutoff shorts?
Yeah. No, in this, in this movie, I'm not the killer.
No, you're the same person. But you're the same
character.
You're just I'm a just filthy dirty. Mess.
I'm over by the snacks, which is how I live my life anyway. Any party I go to, I go into the house, straight to the snack table, sit down.
Because it's impossible to get crackers at home.
I didn't. They're so much better at other people's houses.
When you came to my party, not to always reference the one party I enjoyed
your party.
But I didn't have any snacks, and you were protecting Jax's elbow, so you guys just put backs to the wall.
What a party.
Took in the whole room.
You were going to say, what a partner. Thank you.
No crackers protecting your wife's elbow?
This was when May was single, so it was kind of reminiscent of... a drinking party. Sure. Right?
It was a little high school party vibe. Yeah, it got a little out of hand. A
couple people brought some chips and threw them on a table. And then there was just a bunch of liquor bottles.
Oh, not loose chips on
the
table.
No, I thought that's what you meant too. People grabbed a handful of chips and just scattered them. No, people were just throwing
the bags. Like, they opened it up, threw it on the table. They're there's chips.
Like, there wasn't a lot of hosting.
Jax had broken her elbow.
Yeah.
And the party got very
boisterous.
And
she didn't break her elbow at the party.
No, she had broken it just like 2 weeks before. Yeah. So she was about to have surgery. And
cradling.
And your party was very popular because May's very popular.
Thank you.
And you're welcome. It's true though. And so I was defending her space.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people bump into each other.
Yeah. People are trying to get at her.
So I wasn't as social as I could have been because I was being the bouncer to Jax's elbow.
I might have a New Year's party. What are you guys doing?
I will be in Florida doing shows, but
I'm going to be out of town.
I don't know what Tidge All right. is doing.
Cool. Tidge. That always takes me by surprise.
Tidge.
It does. It works.
It does work. Yeah.
Back in the 90s, Pepsi and Coca-Cola were in a heated race to try and win loyal customers by any means necessary. But when Pepsi launched an ambitious promotion that encouraged people to buy Pepsi and redeem points for prizes, they overlooked their own fine print in a major way.
On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Like, who at Pepsi thought it would be a good idea to advertise that people could earn enough points to redeem a military jet as a prize? When they launched their Pepsi points system, they never imagined that somebody might try to snag it. But a 23-year-old did, and suddenly Pepsi owed him a jet.
Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcast. You can listen to The Big Flop early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I think I'm going to have a New Year's party, but now as you're talking, I'm like, I got to grow up. I got to have the cheese plate. I got to have some snacks.
Now you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Now is the charcuterie board. Well, the previous party was more like, who's going to kiss at the end of this?
Yeah.
How many
people will kiss at this simultaneously?
who's gonna kiss?
I didn't make it to that part. I was out of town.
You were out of town.
Stephanie was there,
yeah.
A couple of funny things happened. Apparently someone threw up in my sink, and then a friend went up to them and said, hey, why don't I get you to the bathroom?
Yeah.
And they went, don't tell me what to do.
Oh.
I don't know who this person was.
My apologies.
Was that you?
No. No, I didn't drink that night. I was being a good girl.
Yeah, you're really protecting elbows.
I love that they were like, don't tell me what to do.
I know. Mm. And the other funny thing that happened was my friend Joe, who actually we've just discovered Matt, who's filming this, knows from a very small town in England. Joe was visiting, and he was like, oh, gosh, I've got to kiss an American girl. He's British. He doesn't say gosh, but he's like, oh, I'd love to have a little kiss with
a little kiss.
Have a little snog.
Did he get one?
Oh, yeah.
I felt like that's the party to get some smooches.
I think he kissed a couple people, but there was this one woman there who...
Had a different night.
How's your elbow?
How's your elbow? Honey, does anyone come near the elbow?
How's your elbow? Excuse me, that's my wife's elbow.
Can someone throw a chip in my mouth?
This woman... took him. I look over and she just grabbed him. I don't think they'd spoken really. Grabbed him, took him into a bedroom, and then started kissing him. And then apparently she stops kissing him and then looks him in the eye and goes, "You're gonna fall in love with me.
That is so LA.
And she goes, "You're gonna be obsessed with me. You're gonna want to move here from England." And he was like, "Really?" I don't
know. He's like, "Get me out of here." That's
I'm like
LA
booking
thing.
My ticket
you're
on my phone.
Be obsessed with me.
It's a pretty great attitude to have in life.
I hope you're ready to get a green card because it's coming. Wow.
I know. So he.
Do
really...
you know this person?
No, I don't know who that was.
Did you know anyone at your party?
I knew a handful of people, yeah.
You missed it, Tig.
I know. I wonder where I was, what
I
was
know
doing.
You might have been on the road.
I think you were on the
for
road.
For sure. I wasn't just like, no, I'm not going to.
Not going to that party. There's too much random kissing happening for me.
That is a bit much for me. I'm not like a random kisser person.
Yeah.
I bet people walked into your house being like, this is the party to kiss someone at.
I think that at that particular party, there was an expectation, a reputation a going in. Yeah. But I think, you know, it's in these short 8 months, I've really changed my ways.
I mean, you really did a 180.
And it's no problem.
And I'm really happy.
You're doing great.
It's the easiest thing I've ever done.
It's been 8 months?
It's been 8 months.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Well,
anyway.
And all's good.
All's good in the hood.
All right, yeah. I love it.
That's good. Yeah.
So you're not missing those single party days?
No, because, you know, then everyone
No, look, you know?
No, I'm still...
You're like,
look, everybody would leave and then there'd be just like garbage around you know, and then...
You're alone.
And I'm, well...
You had to pick up those chips
all over
the table. I
guess May was rarely alone. There's like six people in my bed.
No, I'm discovering the joy of real intimacy, you know.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, it's great.
It's a different world.
It's a different world altogether. Yeah. But very, I think, very hot.
It is so hot.
I used to.
I'm going to go home and say that to Jax. Our relationship's hot.
Show me your elbow.
Do you need an
9 years together? It's so hot. She's like, okay, can you turn the TV channel?
Have you ever
have what?
I was gonna say like broken your elbow, but
oh, good question.
Yeah.
No, but I have broken some other bones.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Broke my toes, my femur.
Your ribs got broken from Alice and Janney.
Yeah.
Oh, Alice and Janney. Yeah, yeah. That's if you're going to break a bone, you want a celebrity to do it.
She's amazing. I would love
her. She could break every bone in my body.
She's a tall drink of water.
She's a tall drink of water. She picked you up on the way to your show, right?
We were on a party bus, you know, as you do. And she came up behind me. She's, I think, 6 feet. Picks me up like the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah.
And there's actual footage of my bones breaking.
Oh my God.
You see me going,
oh my God. Oh my God. And then you had to go perform.
And then I performed with broken bones. But anyway, what about yours?
Well, I was just thinking about how I would probably let Alice and Janney
do what?
Break a bone. But then I have this game. Well, you know Jennifer Aniston, but I have a game that I play, which is like, what would you do with what would you let Jennifer Aniston peer pressure you into doing, basically? Because it's interesting to hear where people's lines are, because I'm like, if
you
like,
do whatever Jennifer Aniston asks
I would
you
do whatever
do.
Like you're
anything
anything
like if Jennifer Aniston's like, hey, you want to get an in this scenario, she's being real friendly and warm. Mm-hmm. She's calling you sweetie. You're getting along. Honey. She's like, honey. And then she's like, do you want to get tattoos like on our necks? Like, of course. But this is probably why she's friends with you, because you would say absolutely not.
Yeah, I would say hard pass.
I'm probably not getting a tattoo. What else would she ask?
Do you have a tattoo?
No, I don't either.
But would you get one with Jennifer?
Similar in that. You know, I notice every episode, two of us are always on the same page, and then there's an odd one out.
Is there something that we're all on the same page about?
No.
We all handsome. Find Jennifer Aniston attractive.
Yeah. We're just magnetic.
Well, wait, is that where the Jennifer Aniston thing came? Like, do you have a crush on her? Are you attracted to her?
It's deeper than that. It's like,
she's handsome and gorgeous.
She's a pretty little lady.
Yeah, it's more like I just want her to like me. Like, it's deeper than just attraction. She's so magnetic.
I would say you want her to be your
pretty little lady
friend.
Oh, friend. Sorry, yeah.
Hello? I was gonna say hero, but hero. Then I got a you flash guys, of you friends. Filthy on your land.
I can be your hero, baby.
I love that song.
I love that
what?
Song.
What you do?
See, we're on the same yes, team, and you're alone. Yeah.
Enrique? I love the music
Enrique
video.
Enrique Iglesias. Okay. Yeah.
You remember the music video?
Hero, baby. I don't think about that song ever.
I
until
could
just
kiss away the...
Oh, yeah.
Wow. I will stand by you. Thank you.
Y'all are very much
I scared myself
page.
When I did that.
Yes, we are.
This table turned. It's like a lazy Susan in here. The tables turned so fast.
They turned so fast.
Well, should we get to our question?
I think we should.
All right, Tig, what we got?
Wait, we're all on the same page about that.
We are now.
Yes.
Wait till you hear who this is from.
Yes.
Well, our question today is from one of my favorite people. I think he's so, so funny. You know him from, see if you can guess who this is.
Okay.
From the Colbert Report.
I'm not sure.
And The Late Show with Stephen Colbert.
Huh. Okay, keep going.
Even though I love him so much, that's all I know him from.
Strangers with Candy.
He was on the Daily Show. Daily Show. Oh, right. You know me.
Yeah.
All right.
And
well,
we've all been on his show in the last couple months.
Yes, and recently. He has pushed Handsome real hard.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
He is friend such of a pretty little lady.
And he's such a pretty little lady.
You know, people tell me that he and I look alike.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah.
Okay.
And you're both calm.
Yeah.
Stoic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's hear what his calm, stoic question is.
All right.
Hello, handsomes. It's Stephen Colbert. Here's my question. How into self-help mysticism are you? Do you have your chakras realigned? Do any of you do crystals? Do you believe in astral projection? The sort of things you would associate with going to Sedona. How woo-woo are you?
How woo-woo
are you?
Yeah.
I'm surprised he didn't
do
that.
Yeah.
How woo-woo
are you? I feel like you're very woo-woo, right?
Thank you.
I feel like you've gotten more woo-woo though, right?
Yeah. I'm getting really deep into it. And my dad was always like we used to have to, if we saw the new moon through glass, we had to get out of the car and bow to the moon and say, good evening, Lady Moon, and things like that.
That was in childhood?
In childhood, yeah. But he still, to this day, does it. And then...
Finally, an odd story from your childhood.
I know someone wrote on our socials, we have to have May's parents on because the stories don't seem real. But they are.
They are magic, yeah.
He said, lady... Wait. You had to say what to the moon?
Oh, you have to turn a coin over in your hand, bow three times, and say, good evening, Lady Moon.
Good evening, Lady Moon.
Do you mind Lady Moon. Doing that whenever you see me?
Oh, 100% I will.
Good evening.
You have a
also, please.
Crescent moon. Oh, I'm so sorry. I strayed into
the pineapple.
But then, so Stephen mentioned astral projection.
Which I thought he said asshole projection. So that's, well, I'm very happy to know it.
We all believe in that.
Different.
And this episode is sponsored by Tushy. Hello, Tushy. My dad swears that when he was, when my parents had babies, they were living in a small village in Greece.
You were one of those babies, by the way.
I was not. They had me in Canada.
Oh, okay.
But then, they had babies in Greece, and they barely had a roof on the house. Like, they were sort of being hippies, and they were fixing up this old place, and they just had a baby.
Yeah.
And my dad swears that he woke up in the night, and my brother Joe was floating above his crib.
Whoa.
And that he was connected by a silver cord to his body, and his like astral self was floating. And my dad said it happened two nights in a row, and he went to try to grab him, and he floated back to his crib. Uh-huh. And my dad's like, yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I saw it happen.
So that is what astral projections is?
It's like when you can... And people try and practice doing
it. I've never
it.
Heard of that.
You can send yourself out of your body, and you're connected by a silver cord. Oh. But maybe babies are less tethered to their body.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've heard as light as a feather, stiff as a board, light as a feather, stiff
I
as a board.
I love that. We did that at that party.
And what is that?
At my party.
Is that a Ouija board thing?
No,
that's just
basic physics.
That's just a Girl Scout party.
Yeah, that's just everybody's going and lifting someone up.
And you... can because
the person goes really stiff.
You're putting all of your energy together,
right? But is it something happening, or is it just people are lifting a person?
It's just people lifting a person, but sometimes it feels. We should try it later.
Yeah,
there's just the three of us.
Thomas, put that on the list.
I'll go.
Or like, ow, my fingers hurt.
And do you guys do like? Even if you're not consciously thinking it, do you believe in like manifestation, positive thinking, like law of attraction, like
I'm
visualizing?
For sure into that.
Yeah, like yeah. I don't even consciously go like, now I'm going to, but I guess if you had a gun to my head.
I'm a little bit more woo-woo than my wife. The one thing we're woo-woo together about is every New Year's Day, we cut out things from a magazine and make a vision board.
Yeah.
We do. I know.
Oh my God. What a couple of lesbians.
I know. But my wife is the least woo-woo person you've ever met.
Yeah.
When she moved to LA, because she's from the Midwest, she's like, what's up with all these weirdos? Yeah. And I'm like, just get used to it. Like, she'd go to a dinner party, and it's just like a normal dinner party, and they're like, we're all going to go around the room, and everyone is going to say... you know, one thing.
Yeah.
And my wife's
I
like, what's
this.
Happening? And I don't mind it either. But my wife was like, what? Everyone wants a hug. Everyone wants to share feelings. She just like, it blows her mind. Now she's a little more used to it.
At
first, it was hilarious to see her reaction. But yeah, we make vision boards. And at the end of the year, we'll take a look at it.
Did you put anything on there that might have led to this podcast?
You know, I don't know because I haven't looked at the one from last year, so I should.
You look at them.
You never know.
Yeah, maybe you put like the Marlboro Man. Like some
or a pineapple.
Or a pineapple.
I could add a pineapple on there.
Or what if our faces were on there?
I think I definitely had something like a whiskey drink.
Why is that on your vision board?
I don't know.
The year was to have a glass.
Do you not know how to do a vision board?
I think it was for, I got very specific on this last one, and I was like, I want a brand. Deal.
Brand
bourbon.
Deal. Oh, I see.
But
okay.
There is a whiskey drink that looks just like the one in front of me.
Guys, we can't.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Stop drinking this whiskey.
We cannot stop sipping this.
I'm going to have a sip.
Are you?
Should I too? I have done, as far as woo-woo.
Hey. Hey.
Oh, hey. Hold on. Hold on.
Okay.
I was hamming it up.
Can we all?
Here's to the handsome pod.
Vision board.
Yeah. Here's to all of our vision boards and all of our dreams coming true.
Mm-hmm. I just cheers my mic.
Ooh. We're the most handsome drinkers. We're like,
very handsome.
It tastes great.
Do you know that in Turkey?
May fact.
Yeah. So in Turkey, if you chew gum at night, they say that's bad luck because it will turn into the flesh of the dead.
Mm.
What is this?
Wait, we have a new prop for Mayfax.
Mr. Thomas
just came flying in with a red button.
Look at the tech, the level of
sophistication. What does it do when you hit it, May?
Mayfax. It's your voice saying Mayfax?
That's my voice?
It's Tig and Fortune saying Mayfax.
Look at that.
Mayfax. Oh,
that's and it's sort of like whimsical chime.
How did we have the budget to afford?
I don't know, because we have no budget.
We have no budget, meaning sky's the limit.
I don't even know if we get paid.
You know what?
Just show up in suits.
I've not been paid yet. Best. I'm the only one that ever asked about money, and I have not been paid yet, let me say.
We haven't been paid for the show.
I know. I have not. I assume at some point something will come.
At some point, maybe. But right now we're doing it for the love of it.
For the love of it. This is dangerous because if someone pushes it, I feel pressure to provide a fact, which is kind of a fun.
But you just did provide it.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Did you know knocking on wood comes from, in churches, when they would say that they had a piece of Jesus's cross, the original crucifix, and the priest would say, come and knock the wood for good luck. And that's where knocking on wood comes from.
Come and knock on the wood.
Oh, nice callback.
Yeah.
What's that? Jimmy Buffett.
Oh, my Lord.
Three's company. Oh, is it really?
Come and knock on our door. We've been waiting for you.
What's the premise of that?
Two gals that have an apartment and a guy moves in.
Yeah, but they pretend like he's gay. Maybe he lives there to split the rent.
I think it's, you know, the housing market's high.
But it's from like the 60s?
The 70s or 80s?
Our listeners just wandered off.
Oh, no. The 80s?
It's the 80s. Yeah, it feels very jazzercise.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, well, it's Suzanne Summers and, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
I was a Golden Girls gal. That was my sitcom of choice.
The Golden Girls is three Golden Girls.
Four gals.
Four gals. Mm. One of them is Betty White
is one of them. Yeah, you never watched it?
I never watched it. Sorry.
Oh, my heart hurts right now.
I was watching Home Improvement.
Because you're the decade behind me.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, yeah. I'm the decade behind Tig.
Meanwhile, I'm over here watching Flipper. Gentle Ben.
What's Gentle Ben?
I don't know Gentle Ben either.
What's Gentle Ben?
Just a bear. But I sure did love that. Also, Jimmy Walker on
what's that?
Dynamite.
Yeah. Well, you know, what can I say? I was
you said dynamite and made me think how gunpowder was invented in China.
Thank you, May.
It made me think about
sometimes
that.
People on our socials will correct me.
Oh yeah, there have been a couple corrections. Yeah,
and that's always fun too to read, because the last one was about the
art.
Give me a bell.
Oh, give me.
And they said, well, you know, the telephone was invented by Alexander Graham Bell, so that was probably
I have never doubted
a single thing that has come.
Sorry.
Please.
Oh yeah, people were saying something about what Alf is.
Oh, and they were really annoyed about the difference between an aardvark and an armadillo. And
Which I still don't know.
I'm choosing not to know.
Yeah, you don't need to know. They're your facts, and that's it.
Yes.
So, but our listeners are more than welcome to tell the truth on our social media.
Have you gotten any facts right?
I think a lot of them, yeah.
I bet you, yeah. Like, you're probably, like, 8 out of 10 are right.
They're at least in the arena of, you know, there's some truth to them.
It's at least making people Google.
It's making people
think. We
gotta
get people Googling.
At the end of the day,
we have got to get.
You have to look up facts.
Yeah. People, grab your phones right now and just start Googling. Google needs your business.
Google, like, your does. Life depends on it.
But we can't get away from our question.
Oh, right, yeah. Right. So,
woo-woo.
So woo-woo. Manifestation, you believe in?
I don't think things just appear. Yeah. I certainly, you know, I was talking to a friend of mine recently who was saying that she just appreciated how I lived my life, and that she said she felt like some people could think that I was just lucky.
Mm.
But she said, I feel like everything's very intentional.
Mm.
And so I have intentions that I set, I guess, in my life where I think, oh, I would like this to be going on, and I take the steps towards making that be a reality in my life. But I don't think that I just loosey-goosey go, oh, you know, what's really interesting is before I got together with Stephanie, I did something so did I already talk about this on the show where I made a list of what I was looking for?
Oh, I don't think you have talked about that.
Yeah.
Okay, not something I typically would do, I had reached kind of the end of a line of, man, these relationships are just not working.
Yeah.
And I made a list of everything I absolutely needed in a relationship.
Yeah.
And a list of what I 1,000,000% will not have again.
Yeah.
And after I fell in love with Stephanie, I remembered I had made these lists, and I went and dug them up. And it was an embarrassing moment because I said, Stephanie, I want to show you something. I never imagined showing to anyone, but that's how much she was the person for me. Yeah. And I show her these lists, and I said, you are everything on all of it. And I said, the one thing that you don't have that I really love in a relationship is she didn't cook.
Yeah.
And she was like, I've wanted to learn, though. And she has since become quite the cook at our house.
That is amazing.
How specific were you on the list? Were you like,
I should look it up.
Yeah, once.
I think I was pretty specific.
I think that is good. I like that. Yeah. I think that more people should be specific about what they're looking for, because you know, a lot of people are frustrated with dating and get very much like, why do I keep picking the wrong people? I was in that position.
Yeah.
And I had
until I manifested Jax.
That's right. Tig and I talked about that dinner we had where I sort of just was like, I can't date these people I'm dating anymore. I was dating a lot of unavailable people, a lot of that stuff.
And you were unavailable. That's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
Is it, you it had goes walls both ways.
Up. You had walls you didn't even
but
know.
But I did
there.
Do a woo-woo thing right before I met Jax, which I had never done before.
What is it?
I was so like at the end of my rope with like, I can't do what I'm doing anymore.
Yeah.
I got, and like, how do I find someone? I was really just like, I was ready to meet someone, which I hadn't fully been ready before. That's where that unavailability was before. And I finally like gave myself over to like, I'm ready for whatever, but I don't want to make the mistakes I've been making. I went to the place that's very popular in LA, a woo-woo place called House of Intuition.
Love House of Intuition.
Yeah,
never heard of it.
They have a lot of candles, a lot of crystals. I'm not a crystal person, but I get that they work for, you know, some people swear by them, and I think that's great.
Is House your dirty Intuition character a crystal person?
Probably.
Okay.
crystal meth.
Two against one.
There was a candle there that said love. I believe it said love.
Yeah.
The different candles have whatever, you know, money, success, whatever.
Yeah, adds up.
Health.
And they have little crystals in the bottom, and you
burn
it
all down. Yeah, little crystals
in
the bottom.
Okay.
But you have to light it, and you cannot be unlit for like 3 days, which can be dicey if you have to leave your house.
Yeah,
which I did. So I bought the love candle.
Well, that's woo woo already, that you would leave a candle.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you were already in.
I was willing to risk my entire house to meet someone. So
where was Biggie?
He wasn't in my life yet. I was alone and sad.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. And so I got this candle. I think the same thing. I sort of verbalized what I'm looking for, what I want, what I hope to find. Lit the candle and let it burn for three. You're supposed to let it burn until you get to the end and the crystals are down there.
I'm sorry. But
I know.
No. I'm just laughing at while you're describing yourself, setting your intention, lighting your candle. I'm immediately split screen thinking, what was I doing in that moment that Fortune was home lighting her candle and setting her intentions? It's just,
what were you doing?
I don't know. It just makes something me laugh to woo-woo. Think of like
that this what, was going on. Yeah, that you didn't know.
Yeah,
about?
what was I doing?
Well, I was so committed to this candle.
Yes, of course.
That when I had to leave, I got a large pot, put some water at the bottom of it, so if there was an earthquake or something, it would just fall in over in the pot.
Ah, smart.
And I let it burn for 3 days. I met Jax a month later.
Huh.
Wow.
I'm just saying. I don't know. Coincidence? I'm into that. I don't know.
Here's my thing. Mm. I'm glad your house didn't burn down.
Thank you.
But I think if you were worried about an earthquake, you're going to need something bigger than a little pot.
Well, you know.
If it was a little shake, then it would
be grateful it works out.
So do you feel?
I feel like
that
I was putting energy towards something better, right?
And this episode is sponsored by House of Intuition.
Whether it was a coincidence, I at least was opening myself up to something healthier.
Yeah. Well, that process. Was all systems go.
Had any like other crazy coincidences in your life?
I have them all the time.
I'm sure. I have a lot of deja vu, which they say
a glitch in the matrix,
or like you've been there somehow in your mind or something. I don't know.
Oh yeah, I have a crazy one.
Yeah.
That I hope I haven't told this before on the pod, but I was in Nepal and I was 20 and I was trying to get off drugs and I was volunteering in an orphanage, and then I went hiking up in the mountains and
did the orphanage know that they had hired a drug addict?
Oh my god. You were clean at that point.
I was clean at that point.
You were clean.
You were just like wiping, you know, taking off dirty diapers constantly.
Sure, I was a little strung out, but I wasn't on drugs. I was sober. And so I'm there, and then I go on this hike, and you know, I'm thinking about my life a lot. I'm in this kind of magical part of the world, and then I am up in the Himalayas, and it was, I think, my 20th birthday, and it's like snow-capped mountains, and there's a little hut where you can write down your wishes and put them. So there's like thousands of little pieces of paper from travelers. And I just had this really clear thought about this guy that I knew in high school who like was in, you know, going through stuff, needed some help. And I wrote down his name. And then I wrote it twice on the back. And he had been a drug dealer, but we were friends and I owed him a lot of money. Anyway, wrote this down,
you know, orphanage stuff.
Anyway,
in the mafia.
Yeah. And then I go back down. And I'm
a lot of money. How much money?
Only $800, but at that time that was a lot in high school. So I'm walking down the street in Kathmandu. Who should I see walking towards me?
That guy.
This guy.
That guy.
That guy.
I even knew it was that guy.
You knew it was that guy. Yeah.
And I had a sneaking suspicion.
Isn't that fucking crazy?
That's
and
crazy.
He's like, where's my money?
Yeah, where's
that
my 800?
That was the first thing he said. But it was
is that what he said?
We were speechless when we saw each other. We were both like, what? And I knew he'd also been to rehab. Like, I just was wishing him well, you know, because he was a sweet guy. And we were speechless. And then he was with his mom. And then I hugged him and he went, you owe me money. And I was like, I know, I'm so sorry. And he was like, I'm joking.
I love
and
then a we drug had a, dealer that's good
have
to
you
their
paid
mother.
Him back?
We had the night that night. We reconnected. It was a really, there's more to this story that I'll
but
tell
have
you another
you paid
time.
Him back?
Oh no! Well, once you get paid for this podcast, you better write that check. Yeah. My mom swears that an angel brought me into the world.
Oh,
I know.
You are
that
an angel.
A mother.
It is
that
a
is
mother
not wanting to tell you about
I
sex.
Know.
Yeah, I know.
So my mom swears by this
that she has never had sex.
I'll tell the abbreviated version of it. When my mom tells it, she takes a lot of liberties with all the details. But basically, back then when I was born, you didn't know the sex of the baby beforehand. And so all the nurses, based on their experiences with pregnant women, would kind of guess what the person was going to have. And based on my mom's cravings and the heartbeat and all that stuff, they were like, you're either going to have a boy or a lazy girl.
What?
Which, how dare you?
Wait, a boy they can't, or a lazy girl?
Yeah, you shouldn't be allowed to say that.
Which I am kind of chill, so I get that. So.
Okay, what?
But my mom was like, I knew in my heart of hearts that you were going to be a girl.
That you were going to be lazy.
So she goes, because she already had two boys. She like really desperately wanted a girl. And this is also back when when you had a baby, you stayed in the hospital for like another week. You didn't like go home a day or two later.
Yeah.
So as they're wheeling her in to have this lazy
Who's
baby.
Who's lazy now? She's wheeled in to have a lazy baby.
So she goes right. They're wheeling me down the thing, and a nurse that she's never seen appeared out of nowhere and said, I'll see you and your 10-pound baby girl after the whatever you give birth. And she goes, and we locked eyes, and I just knew that this was someone not of the earth. That my mom's my mom's woo woo, and so I go,
your mother's woo woo,
yeah, a little bit. And and she goes, and I just knew when she said that I was having a girl. And I was born, I was 10 and a half pounds.
Whoa.
And she goes, I was in the hospital for a week, never saw the nurse ever again for the entire week I was there. Never saw her before, never saw her after. So she swears that like Della Reese brought me into the world.
You know the woman who goes and brings pineapples to dances, but she doesn't work at the school?
Martha.
I feel like,
Martha.
Yeah, Martha. Yeah, I feel like there's a woman, Martha. She dresses up like a nurse, she goes to hospitals, and just 1 in 100 times she gets it right. She just goes
Every
up to,
she gets
I'll
it,
see yeah. you and your 7-pound baby boy, and she just hopes.
And she's like, fingers crossed, and she, I'm right. Yeah. So,
wow.
I guess
wow.
I'm touched.
And were you
I'm touched by an angel.
Were you, inappropriately? Touched by an angel. Now, were you a lazy child?
My wife says that I'm the hardest working, laziest person she knows.
You are
like, were
always
they showering
working.
You?
You are like, not. Like, yeah. You work harder than anyone.
But I work so hard in my job, like I'm constantly working. I do not stop. That when I finally am at home, I like am
crash out. Yeah.
So she gets the
best of she unfortunately has to like take care of everything in her life.
Right.
But like as a child, were they throwing Barbies at you and you just wouldn't lift a finger to play?
Chill. Yeah. I'm just a chill gal.
Yeah.
I know.
So I can see that.
I know.
I can see like a lazy girl or a boy kind of fits.
Yeah.
My personality.
This is the laziest baby. I would say Stephanie's woo-woo,
yeah.
And I'm not really.
You don't strike me as woo-woo.
Yeah. No, but I do enjoy that she believes in certain things.
Yeah.
That
I'm all for people believing in whatever helps
Absolutely.
Them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That makes, if it opens portals within themselves or makes people feel better or protected, I'm all about that. You
as
know?
Long as it's not like, I believe people are demons.
Like a cult
in it.
Thing.
Yeah.
Even I mean, if it's a lazy cult, that's fine,
sure.
And they don't have any ill will,
and they're not trying to make money off people. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, our handsome listeners are—they're in a handsome cult.
That's right.
Would you call this a? Yeah, as a handsome, I would follow. I'm trying to think
Jennifer
if I would follow Jennifer Aniston. Yeah, I'd join your cult.
You join my cult? And did you say you're trying to think if you would join Fortune's cult?
It's pretty chill. Like we just sit around and drink whiskey.
There's something about Fortune. Do you agree that if Tig really was like, if you were calm and serious and you said, I know this to be true, and I will not lead you astray, and this is how you got to live, I think
you'd follow.
Yeah. Tig, I can see Tig running a cult.
You got an authority. Yeah.
You guys are going to follow me or not? All right, let's go. That's like, that's your cult.
Is that your impression of me?
That was crazy.
As a matter of fact.
Let me hear your impression of me.
You guys are either going to follow me in my cult or you're not. I don't have time to sit here and wait for you to make a decision.
I'm going. And where am I going off to? In the woods? I'm going off to grow my beard in
the
woods.
Where all the lesbians go. To the woods.
To the woods.
You're going where all the lesbians go. Lesbians, follow me to the woods.
Will you do an impression of me as a cult leader?
That's your impression of yourself, which I don't see you in that nerdy way really? At all.
Oh, it's
I see.
Here's
it.
My here's what I see of your cult. Hey, everybody.
What?
I want you guys to sit down, take your clothes off, get comfortable.
What?
I'm gonna come around and kiss everybody on the mouth.
Okay.
Or on their broken elbow.
And no. That's how you guys are gonna know the cult has begun.
I wish I had that kind of. Yeah,
that's the energy you have to me, like really? Putting out a sexy energy. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, sounds like Fortune's attracted to you. Fortune always mentions how hot she thinks you are.
I think May's very. We're all handsome.
Okay, you give May a little more attention than you give me.
Say you're very sexy. You blew up the internet with your movie picture. With a cigar.
You just sounded like a golden girl. You on your movie picture.
You had a cigar in an army outfit. Then you broke the internet.
I know what I did, but listen.
Here's
Fortune's call. Fortune's call.
I'm sitting up because my buttons are popping.
Hey, everybody.
Starting
a cult, I meant to, but I was too lazy.
Jax is going to. Run it, but
yeah, Jax would be in charge.
Over to Jax.
If anybody wants to join me at the snack table, we've got a charcuterie board flying in.
Well,
I would join my cult. I think it'd be pretty fun.
I join yours.
Yeah, my cult sounds great.
Eating chips,
chips
in the woods,
cheese.
All right. Well,
I would be too self-conscious to be in May's cult. Everyone's naked.
Wait, you're okay. You're the one.
Yeah, but
saying
you can
that.
Show up in your dirty outfit.
But May's like it. May's cult's in like a spa where everyone's naked.
No.
Yeah.
No.
They're panties.
They're wearing panties. I've been very clear about that. No, my cult would be more like, you know, I would like to boss people around and be like, have you guys seen that video of Barbara Streisand singing My Man? Let's all sit down and watch it.
Or
like
bossing people around? That's a suggestion.
Yeah, it's a polite suggestion. You're right.
Bossing people around are like, I started a cult. Let's go to the woods, Dykes.
That's true. That's yeah. True.
Okay, Dykes.
Okay, Dykes. That's my cult.
Okay, Dykes is your cult.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's hear what Stephen Colbert has to say.
I have just found out that the assignment was not to ask you a question. It was to ask me a question, and then I answer it. I'm a little confused, but I'm happy to do it. Though I do want to point out, the email that originally started all of this from Tig was, I'll need a literal minute from you to record a question on my cell phone for my new podcast, Handsome. Cool, dude? Definitely cool. But that doesn't say answer to the question. That says record a question. I'm not crazy. You're crazy. Okay, so I guess my question should have been, Tig, do you often lie? Or was it just sort of recreational for you to lie to me in this email? Because I don't lie. Okay, so here's my answer. How woo-woo am I? I am not very woo-woo. I thought I was more woo-woo than I was, but we actually just went to Sedona recently, and I was at first into the whole idea of having my chakras realigned or to achieve some sort of out-of-body experience on a red sand cliff. I also just really enjoy hitting the bar. That's another way for me to have an out-of-body experience. So I decided not to. I don't judge other people for having their woo-woo experience. That's good for them. Evie's looking at me because she's saying, you totally judge. You totally woo. Evie is totally woo-woo. And I'm not woo-woo enough for her. But I'm into other people doing it. I tend not to. That includes like acupuncture and cupping and tarot cards and palm reading and all of that. So sorry to anybody out there if I lumped your woo-woo together with something that you don't believe is woo-woo. I'm sorry for the woo-woo melange that I just made. Okay. Goodbye, you handsomes.
Aw.
Thanks, Steven.
Thanks, Steven.
Well, and on the other side of woo-woo, Steven's a religious person.
That's true.
Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
Which sometimes religious people aren't as into the woo-woo.
Yeah, which doesn't explain me. I'm not religious or woo-woo.
But some of the religious
stuff is. I like a psychic,
is...
though. I enjoy a psychic.
I do, too. Yeah. It's fun to have somebody just tell you things.
And you don't know. Yeah. Like, sometimes it's accurate. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes you want it to be accurate. Yes. And you're like, ugh. Like the Long Island medium. I wouldn't mind if she came in here.
I want that.
I would be into like seeing what dead people are around.
Yeah.
Did we like talk that. About the Long Island medium?
No.
Did
we, do you have a story?
I do.
Oh, wait. You met her?
I was a guest on it.
No. You were?
I was.
Is there a video?
Oh, wait. On a podcast or what?
No. I went out to her house in Long Island and on Long Island.
Oh, I'm glad to know it's... She's on brand.
Yeah. And went to her house.
Wow. This does not seem like something you would be into.
I did this because when Stephanie and I first got together, she was into, you know, all of these.
The woo.
Yeah, the woo. And so I was like, oh, that'll be fun. I'll go do that show and I'll like really open myself to this experience. And nothing lined up.
Oh my
it was
God.
So awkward.
Oh my God.
I went in there ready to cry. I went in there ready to hear that I have a week to live. I was just like, and everything
was
that,
like the like was
I was, and I, you know, when you try to like give bridge them, the gap
give something, I, yeah.
but it was
just nothing.
Yeah. And even, and this was like 2013 or 14, and I was like, and what about my health? And I was just barely out of like health scares. And she was like,
you're good.
Yeah, yeah, you're fine. Why? And I was like, so nothing is coming up? No.
Oh, man.
And I was like, wow, okay, because I have open incisions on my chest.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Was she embarrassed? Like, was she?
It never aired.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah, yeah.
Never
yeah,
aired.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. There you
never
go.
Never aired.
She's like, this one didn't work.
Yeah. That explains.
She probably blamed the ghosts in your life. They didn't show up.
Yeah, something happened.
But yeah, ghost.
Yeah, ghost.
Well, you know, it's not everyone hits the nail on the head, but,
yeah. But I want to believe. I'm open to it.
I'm open to it.
I'm open to it too. I was so excited to like go do this and have it appear on TV for Stephanie to be, you know, blown away that I was that
and all
vulnerable
the crying that you're doing.
I was like, okay, I'm gonna do this.
Yeah.
And then I was truly like, no.
That's so funny.
No. Anyway.
I happened to Sedona. I just got a massage there.
Should we end on that?
Should we end on that? That feels like a natural conclusion. Oh man. This
what
was fun.
Yeah. It was
I
really
love being
fun.
In the same room with
I
you guys.
Love
this
it.
Is our first time to record in person together.
That's true. That's
Isn't that
true.
Wild?
That's crazy.
It felt right. Yeah. It felt good.
Felt real good.
It felt real good.
Real connected to you guys.
Me too. Yeah. I'm not moving that pineapple, but I feel
anybody want to join my cult?
Think about Come on, Dykes, let's go. We're going in the woods.
Hey guys, sit down. Take your clothes off.
Very different cult leader.
Very different. Yeah.
Love it.
Well,
thanks everybody for listening. Yeah. And coming up in a week, on the 18th, you know, we have our live stream. We're doing a show at Dynasty Typewriter.
Sure
you
are.
Can still get tickets for that. The live show is sold out, but get the live stream link. It's on dynastytypewriter.com.
Have a viewing party.
Yeah, handsome party.
Yeah, you heard that
people are having a handsome and party because the link
pictures.
Lasts for like a week.
Yeah, and send us little pics and vids.
Oh yeah!
You can wear a suit if you want, or a sweater,
or if you're a pretty little lady,
but wear a little bonnet,
wear a little dress,
wear a bonnet. Get those photos in of you in your bonnet.
Yeah,
get a pineapple.
Get a pineapple.
Get a bee in your bonnet.
We got merch.
That's right.
The holidays are happening.
The merch is flying off the shelf.
But we're getting it out for everyone for the holidays.
Great, great, great.
Yeah. So we got a shirt. We got a tote. We got a hat, and we got stickers.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's good stuff.
It's really,
really
good
stuff. Really good
stuff. You can get that at handsomepod.com.
Fortune, you're good at that.
You're really good
guys.
At selling that.
Real good.
The pew, shows. Pew, and the... Pew, pew, pew.
Careful, Fortune. Would you guys like to tell people where you're going to be, where they can find you?
January 16th is all I know. That's all I know
where
I'm going to
be.
I'm going to be at Largo.
Well, I'm on the road, as always. Mm-hmm. If you like stand-up comedy, Florida. I'm coming to you after Christmas. I'm going to be in St. Petersburg, Jacksonville, Orlando, and West Palm Beach, Florida. Then right after the new year, I'm going to be in Eugene, Oregon, Vancouver. I got some other places like D.C., Denver, and a lot of places added. Oh, London and Amsterdam out in Europe.
Oh, my God.
Wow. So come see some shows, fortunefeemster.com.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty much off the road these days. I have shows that you can check out in Los Angeles at Largo. And I'm doing some shows at Dynasty Typewriter. And then I think I have a show in March, in Maine. It's at Waterville, Maine.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's about to sell out. So
yeah, it is.
Good luck. Get your tickets now. I'm also going to be in Maryland. I'm not sure where in Maryland. Huh. I don't have anything in front of me, but I'll be in Maryland and Maine. Go to Tignotara.com.
Just all of Maryland and all of Maine. Just look
I'll be there. Also, go to Tignotara.com and sign up for my email list. Okay. And you're going to get all sorts of information before anybody else does.
I love how you're looking at me.
Yeah,
May, I want you to get tickets first.
I don't want to copy you, but I also have an email list if anyone wants to be on two email lists. I've been doing these secret pop-up shows.
Really?
Yeah, where I give people like 3 days notice in a small, intimate club.
I'll sign up for yours,
too. And you can only get the information on my email list.
Okay, I'm signing up for both these lists.
That's right.
I'm going to get my own list.
Look and for that propeller hat.
Really want you guys to do is to keep listening to the Hanson Pod.
Thank you.
Go give us a 5-star, leave a review. We love that because we want to bring more Hanson folks into the.
And Pretty Little Ladies.
Yeah.
And make sure you subscribe. And also send an episode to a friend.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not, May?
Especially around the holidays.
Any day.
One thing we would like to introduce you guys that we haven't talked about yet is we've got a YouTube page, y'all. YouTube channel.
This is huge.
So our YouTube page is youtube.com/@HansomePod. And we've taped today's show so that we can share the episode with you guys on our YouTube page. You can see the entire episode.
You can see my gleaming white ankle
here. You can see May's basement tattoo.
My basement tattoo is untanned.
We all look very handsome.
Yes.
Because a lot of people had been asking us for visuals.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
More visuals. They want to see these handsome, pretty little lady faces and
here we
suits.
Are.
And here we are.
Here
so
we
go
are.
To YouTube, subscribe to that.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, hopefully we can keep this going.
And until then.
Until then.
Keep it handsome.
Oh, that's cool to do it in the same room.
Yeah, we can get it right.
I do really want to do the theme song live.
Yeah.
But just, we don't practice it. Can we just try it now?
Wait, is this still part of the show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Are we still recording it?
Yeah.
Okay, can we?
Yeah.
Ready? One, okay, we'll just see what happens.
All right.
1, 2, 3. Handsome Pod.
On the Handsome Pod.
Good friends on the Handsome Pod.
Children of the Handsome Pod.
Yeah.
Flawless.
That was great.
Good thing we were recording.
Pod.
Woo!
Handsome is hosted by me, Fortune Feemster, Tignotaro, and May Martin. The show is produced, recorded, and edited by Thomas Woulette. Email us at handsomepod@gmail.com and follow us on social media at handsomepod.
What a podcast!
What a podcast!
What a podcast!